Long before climate change dominated headlines, Alaska Native elders noticed that major shifts were taking place in their environment. It is not surprising that people living in remote places, depending on wild fish and game, should have a sophisticated and intimate knowledge of the weather and its impacts on the wild food they depend on. But the elders went farther. 40 years ago, elders advised the young to prepare for hard times. Johanna Urich spoke with some who listened.
It was the 70s, and Larry Mikuliev was living in his hometown in the Pribilof Islands. Elders started pointing out things that were not right.
One day an elder came into my office with a fur seal pelt that had the fat fleshed off of it. And he said, take a look at this. And he showed it towards the light, and you can actually see light through it. And he says, shook his head, he says, something's wrong. This shouldn't be.
As wildlife declines mounted, Mikuliev got the elders together, creating a native think tank in the 80s. Meeting four times a year for 4 years, the Council of Bering Sea Elders discussions outlined things that scientists are just now beginning to confirm. Among the concerns elders raised were drying lakes as permafrost melted, allowing the water to seep deeper into the ground.
And if you fly over Alaska, you will see lakes having bathtub rings.
30 years ago, they worried that more beavers building dams, creating slower, shallower rivers, meant the water would get too warm for salmon eggs.
And it was only recently, I think it was last year, that scientists have concluded it's gotten to the point at the peak where 40% of the time the temperature of the Kenai River is too high for salmon eggs to survive.
The elders advise going back to ancient knowledge to get through the predicted hard times. They talked about the ancient information networks that existed along trade routes linking North and South America.
Which is very interesting to me, because they're talking about a long time ago, we don't know when.
Many of the elders Mikuliev listened to are now gone, and he's fast becoming an elder himself. But the idea of a network of natives sharing information has taken form. Natives from Siberia shared work they did to protect walruses hauled out near their village when ice retreated. When the same thing happened on the Alaska side of the Chukchi Sea, Inuit in Point Lay were ready. They took actions to protect the tens of thousands of walruses hauling out near them. Willard Neacock from Point Lay manages the haulout, rerouting travel to reduce noise, preventing walruses from stampeding and killing each other, something neither state or federal officials had the resources to do.
We want to protect animals that we harvest, so, you know, we won't have to be blamed in case they stampede or get spooked by planes or boats.
Working with state and federal officials, Point Lay rerouted barge traffic to keep from disturbing the animals, and also convinced the Federal Aviation Administration to put flight restrictions over the haulout. Villagers have changed their own boating patterns to avoid disturbing the animals. Meanwhile, on St. Lawrence Island, the communities of Gamble and Savunga are working to reinstate an antique ordinance, setting their own catch limits and other protections for the island's marine mammals. Perry Pingawi.
We need to have something that's of our own, that was made by our elders in the past, that is working. We all agreed to follow this ordinance, so it might benefit us in the long run.
Larry Mikuliev is studying how villages are taking control. He says natives know they can't wait for scientists or government. Change is happening so fast, it's leaving both behind.
It changes almost monthly now. Changes are so rapid. But yet people in the urban setting seem to be complacent. The native people know now, I think, that they can't depend upon anybody else except themselves.
Many scientists are also now turning to natives for help in understanding the changes sweeping the world. As one said to me recently, climate change is too big. We need to listen to each other. I'm Johanna Urich.